Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're going to be glad you did because we got a couple of outstanding individuals here. This is the hour for new guys. That's right. Everybody in this hour is brand new to us. Bill Soward is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's CEO of Adaptive Planning, and he's got some very important information he's brought with him that I think will help us in our small businesses. Bill, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you here. And also Derek Kober, who's Senior Vice President with Business Performance Management Forum, and he's also joining us. He and Bill are working together on some projects, including this survey that they brought with them. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Bill, let's talk about this forum poll, the BPA, the Adaptive Planning and BPM forum poll. You guys have partnered to put this poll together, haven't you?
That's right. Yeah, we do a poll every few months of financial professionals across the country to kind of get a pulse on what they're thinking about in terms of the economy.
Well, and so Derek, how long have you guys been doing this?
This is our second quarterly poll.
Okay.
This poll was conducted in February of this year, and we looked at some of the differences between this quarter, so the first quarter, and the fourth quarter of last year. There were some differences in terms of what people thought. They thought that the recovery may take a little bit longer, and they also, you know, there were some differences in terms of We did some small business cuts versus
right.
large enterprise, and found some interesting findings.
What did you find interesting between those two?
Well, one of the things we found was that small companies thought that current conditions were a bit worse than the populace at large. So in other words, 91% of small companies thought that the current economic conditions were worse than they were 6 months ago, versus 86% of the companies at large felt that way.
Right.
And then,
you know why, don't you? You know why, don't you? Because we're a lot closer to failure than the companies at large are. You know, we got fewer resources. Blasingame's third law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Right.
That's why you got that reading.
We're in a time where, you know, there's some cuts happening, and certainly with small businesses, when you've got even small cuts, you don't have the fat to trim that some of the big companies do. So you start to cut into some core competencies when you're making cuts of even a few people. So I think we're right in the midst of that.
Well, and these larger companies, you know, when they have difficulty, that means that you know, they got to retool, they got to retrench, they got to see what they're going to look like on the other side of this thing. For small businesses, you know, ultimate failure is a real possibility when things get real bad, and that gives you a different attitude about life, isn't it?
No doubt about it. That they're kind of living on the edge a bit, and I think what's interesting as we looked at the survey across the board, what you have is a somewhat more pessimistic, more sobering view of not only where things are today versus a few months before, but also kind of looking down the road in terms of you know, how they think things will be 6 months from now.
And well, I want to talk about that, because both of your surveys, if I understood Derek correctly, both of your surveys were primarily backward looking for what was going on the last quarter, if I understood it correctly. Is that correct?
Well, actually, what we do is we look backwards to compare against you know, how they felt 6 months before, and then we also ask them a question in terms of what are their future expectations 6 months from now? How do they think conditions are going to be? And actually, you know, in this case, respondents were pretty pessimistic. You know,
about the future.
Yes, over half of them thought it was going to be worse than it was at the time of the survey, and only a handful thought it would be better, and the rest were basically saying it would be about the same. And so there was a general sense that it was going to be a pretty tough slog here for several more months, and then ultimately we started asking them about you know, how quickly things would recover. And I think businesses in general, and particularly small businesses, were, I think, of the mind that it would take quite a while before things would start to recover.
Derek, what were they basing their responses on? Did you ask them about capital availability, backlogs, things like that?
We asked across several factors like that. We looked at headcount. We looked at capital spending. You know, decreases in headcount. We found that 51% expect lower revenues ahead in the next 6 months. 48% expect decreased capital spending over the next 6 months. About half expect decreases in headcount. So we're seeing the cuts that are going to continue throughout the next 6 months. And then 61% expect their profit margins to erode over the next 6 months as well.
Right. Well, you know, I started telling my audience back in December that for 2009 there was going to be no shame in merely surviving. That some companies will do better, and good for them, and nobody should not try to thrive in 2009. But that if you're able to open your doors January 1, 2010, I said that you should say, I had a pretty good year in 2009. What do you guys think about that? Bill, what do you think?
Oh, I'm 100% in agreement. I mean, we have a company, our software company based in California. You know, we have about 75 people on our team, you know, and over 400 customers. And we certainly have our hands full trying to execute through the year. There's just a lot of uncertainty out there.
Yeah.
Trying to make the right decisions based on, you know, rather incomplete information, I would say.
And you're the CEO of your company, so it's not your nature to be a dour, pessimistic kind of guy. Derek, what do you think?
Well, I think you know, despite some of the doom and gloom that we're in right now, there is light at the end of the tunnel. One of the things we asked was, you know, how do people get through this? And one of the things they can do is they can plan and perform what we call what-if analysis. So looking at their financials, looking at what if certain scenarios
Which is what we're going to talk about when we come back, folks. We're going to get these guys are pros at this, and we're going to get them to help you and me do this kind of planning to help us make sure we survive and thrive 2009. Stay with us.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to hang out with you today. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got Bill Soward and Derek Kober with us, and they're talking to us about this survey they've been running and that they've been conducting for the last couple of quarters. And in a minute, we're going to talk about we're going to get them to tell us a little bit about how we can adjust our management practices a little bit, maybe, and learn from them some things that they've got to offer. I want to remind you, though, that my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Jim Blassingame. On my website, you can find the blog, the newsletter, the knowledge base, whatever you need to help you with your small business. Anything under the small business sun, we've got there, and the things you can listen to and you can read. Bill Soward is CEO of Adaptive Planning, which is a software company that helps companies like yours and mine to make sure that we can forecast more accurately. Derek Kober is Senior Vice President with Business Performance Management Forum. And would you guys quickly give us a little quick 30-second commercial about your company? Bill, go first.
Sure. We're a company based in Mountain View, California. We have a solution that's optimized for small and medium-sized businesses. It helps you do budgeting, planning, reporting, financial reporting, get your key metrics, have a dashboard for your key executives to track what's happening with your business. It's available as a hosted solution, what we call software as a service. And it allows companies to set up their whole financial model, move all of that out of Excel, mm-hmm. and have a solution that has a balance sheet, income statement, cash flow, headcount planning.
Are you doing that in the clouds, or is it all resident stuff?
No, we do it in the cloud. I make that available just on demand to customers, and so they just log in over the web, and it's there. We also have a
that's the feature, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice feature, and you know, for small companies, they don't have a lot of IT professionals to help them out.
Right.
It's a great way to solve this problem.
No question about it. Derek, tell us about your company.
Okay, great. So the Business Performance Management Forum is what we call an affinity network. So in other words, it's a membership-based organization of executives in the financial, strategic planning, operational functions. And we have about 2,000 members. We look at how to improve financial management and planning practices and operational effectiveness. We do a number of surveys like the one we're talking about, and we work with companies like Adaptive Planning to look at what are the issues out there, what are companies facing, and how do we help them improve their performance.
And and give us your website quickly, please.
Sure. It's bpmforum.org, bpmforum.org.
And Bill, your website, please.
Adaptive Planning, all one word, .com.
.com. All right, folks, so check that out. Okay, guys, Bill, we've set the stage for the challenges. We've set the stage for the mood of the marketplace. We've set the stage for our attitude about, I call it the small business survival attitude. We're going to survive in 09. But we got to practice the fundamentals, Bill, and you know what those are. Tell us what they are.
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, what we're seeing with small and medium-sized businesses in particular is ultimately it's all about cash flow and trying to manage your cash flow as carefully as you can and really trying to plan frequently and trying to anticipate what's happening out there. And so,
what is frequently? Daily, weekly, monthly?
No, I think we're seeing companies that are actually putting together a financial plan and with some of their key assumptions and then going back. Once or twice, even three times in a quarter, so perhaps once a month, and going back and looking at what the key assumptions are in their business, how are their key customers doing, how are sales going, and looking very carefully at their cash flow, the collections rate from their customers, going back in and updating their assumptions based on new information they've gotten, and then basically very quickly create a new updated plan that reflects the impact of all this. And
folks, this is what you've been hearing me talk about this for years now, about the importance on a rudimentary basis of having a functioning electronic spreadsheet at least to manage your cash flow. And of course, Bill's programs are a little more sophisticated, take you to the next level, which I certainly recommend that you do that. But Derek, some businesses need to be checking their cash flow. Maybe if not every day, maybe a couple of times a week. What do you think?
Well, certainly they need to be doing that more often. We found that the survey overwhelmingly found that companies are needing to plan more often than even 6 months ago. And mm-hmm. so they need to be checking what's happening. They need to be looking at what are the scenarios that might happen in the future so that they can protect that cash flow.
And as my friend Tim Berry, who you guys may know, the world's business planning expert, Palo Alto Software, Tim Berry says it's not the noun, it's the verb, it's not the plan, it's the planning. What do you guys think? What do you think, Bill?
A key process like planning requires getting all your key stakeholders involved, and it's a very collaborative process. And putting together your key assumptions and understanding the dependencies of your business in order to execute on your plan, to get people giving you the information you need in terms of what's happening out there on the ground, getting your salespeople to provide input and perspective. All of this is critical to really getting a handle on your business. I mean,
you got to have that handle. if you're going to have a good relationship with your capital partners, like your banks, right? Right, guys?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think what they like to see is people who are on top of their game.
Right? Right, exactly. Hey, Bill. Hey, Derek. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you guys come back and bring your next survey back to us?
Sure, we'd love to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Thanks, Bill Soward, ladies and gentlemen, and Derek Kober. They'll be back another day next month, next quarter, actually. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.